The blueprint for next year's federal budget is making stop-and-go progress through the Congress. On Friday, the Senate passed a $2.4 billion spending plan. It would cut the deficit more than President Bush proposed, but also imperil some of the president's tax cuts. In the House, budget deliberations broke down late last week as some Republicans demanded that their party leaders do more to control spending. One of them was Jeb Hensarling, a freshman Republican from Texas. Still, he says, there are some good reasons why the federal deficit is in record territory.
We are in a war. We are at a shooting war. There's no getting around that. And what I would hope we would do, and there is some historical precedent for that, for example, in World War II and Korea, we cut back other priorities. And so often Congress won't come in and engage in the tough exercise of making priorities, much less engage in the tough exercise of really rooting out the waste, fraud, and abuse. But I'm not going to give the Democrats a free ride here. If you're going to choose between two parties on fiscal responsibility, there's no contest.
Well, let me ask you.
Republicans win, but I think, frankly, that we're not doing as good a job as we need to do in protecting the family budget.
Let me ask you about your World War II analogy. If my memory serves me right, we raised taxes during the war to help pay for the cost of the war. Are you open to rolling back some of the president's tax cuts in order to pay for the cost of these wars that we're in?
I am not. I believe that tax relief is part of the solution, not part of the problem. If you look at the most recent Treasury reports, what you'll see is we have cut marginal rates and tax revenues have increased.
I think some economists might argue that that's a cyclical phenomenon, that when you come out of a recession, incomes rise and so revenues come in.
Recession, I would argue that it's the tax relief and pro-growth policies that are taking us out of the recession. We've grown the economy.
Well, there was some great success back in the 80s and 90s with something called the PAYGO rules in Congress, where Congress was required to offset any spending increases with revenue increases and any tax cuts with spending cuts. That was successful. Are you willing to go back to that to control spending and to get the deficit under control?
Well, I think there's a number of things that we have to do to actually enforce the budget. Myself and several other congressmen, Ryan, Jacola and Cox, have put together something we call the Family Budget Protection Act. And the way we go about it is, number one, we actually take the budget and turn it into the force of law. Most people don't know it, but on a de facto basis, the budget is a real suggestion. We want to turn it into law. Second of all, our approach is to put caps, discretionary and mandatory caps, on spending. So at some point, we draw a line in the sand and we say we're not going to take any more money away from the American family.
Congressman Jeb Hensarling is a freshman member of Congress from Texas. He joined us on the phone from Dallas. Thanks very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thanks for having me, John.
Congressman Jim Moran of Virginia, a Democrat on the House Budget Committee, joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Congressman Moran.
It's my pleasure.
Are the Democrats participating in the creation of this new 2005 federal budget, or do you feel like observers?
Well, we know that we're going to lose the important votes, you know, on a party line vote, but we do think that we are having some impact. I felt good about their including the cost of the Iraq and Afghanistan war. The president's budget had a deficit of $500 billion and didn't even include any money for the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. And I objected to that strongly, and the chairman acknowledged that it was wrong.
That's Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussel of Iowa.
He said, I agreed with Congressman Moran that we know it's not going to be zero, and so he put $50 billion in. Well, that means that we had some impact. The Republicans wouldn't acknowledge it, but we're going to push as hard as we can to put some fiscal responsibility into this process. And we think the biggest issue is offsetting tax cuts with spending increases, or at least being forthcoming about the true cost of the budget.
Now, do Democrats feel like they can find a group of Republicans that they can join with, a group of Republicans that want to control spending? Or do Republicans simply want to control the spending and cut too much for Democrats to join them?
Well, I think that we would give up on our plans to adequately fund education and transportation and law enforcement and so on, if the Republicans would at least balance the budget, because now we're getting very much concerned about the debt that we're passing on to the next generation.
You talked about getting Republicans to agree to suspending some of the tax cuts going forward, mm-hmm. but from the Republicans I talked to, they seem not very interested in that. They want to cut spending. Can you really find Republicans in the House who are going to vote to suspend the president's tax cuts?
I think we might get some, but it would be very difficult because their mantra, particularly in the presidential campaign, is that the president gave them tax cuts, more and more tax cuts. But some of them recognize that there at least ought to be some offsets. Now, their budget that they have proposed has an offset of $5.3 billion due to waste, fraud, and abuse. They won't even identify their spending offsets. They simply say, we're going to eliminate $5 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse. Well, where are you going to cut it? They've had responsibility for the White House, the House of Representatives, the Senate. You know, we're saying, look, guys, you're in charge. You know, you show us where the waste, fraud, and abuse is that still exists. You are now responsible for that.
Congressman, are Democrats united in a specific budget proposal? And if so, what is it?
The principal provision in the Democratic budget alternative is going to be that if you are going to cut taxes further or increase spending, then you've got to show us where you're going to offset it.
Congressman James Moran is a Democrat from Virginia and a member of the House Budget Committee. Thanks very much for joining us, Congressman.